Good morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman again with the morning devotional. 484-919-8850. This morning, I'd like to look at Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He does not want us to be conformed to this world. He does not want us to be conformed. In other words, he doesn't want us to be formed to what the world thinks. He doesn't want us to be conformed to the way that the world teaches. He doesn't want us to think and to conform, to walk in the way of this world. But he wants us to be transformed. Too many times, we just want to patch up what is already in our lives. We look at our culture. We look at our ways. We look at our structure. And it's just easier to try to patch up what we've got going. But he really wants us to be transformed. He wants us to have a new way of looking at things. How we looked at it yesterday is not good enough for today. He wants us to continually look at him and have our hearts, our minds, and our souls renewed in him, to see him differently. He wants us to be willing to be open to seeing him in a different way. Repenting, to me, has always meant to walk away from sin, to walk in the opposite direction of sin, and to repent from it, to stop doing what you are, turn around, and go the other way. But as of late, repenting has taken on a whole new meaning. Repenting also simply means to change your mind in how you see God, how you view God. We are to have a transformed view of our Father. He wants us to have a view of him, and it's really hard to do that. It's hard for us to do that when we're trying to be, when we're being conformed by this world, and we allow this world and its teachings and its ways to take the lead in our lives. The kingdom of this world is operated very differently than the kingdom of God. And when we pray that thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, we're actually praying for a way for here on this earth that is different from the world, because the way his will is in heaven is very different from what his will is for us here. Excuse me. His will in heaven looks very different from the will of this world. He wants us to be transformed. He wants us to be walk in a different mindset than what the world around us walks in. He wants us to be renewed. He wants our minds to be renewed. He wants us to have a new heart. Ephesians talks about that. Ephesians 36:26 says, "A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." He wants to give us a new heart. He wants us to give us a renewed mind, and he wants to restore our souls. And this is all done by the Holy Spirit. In Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done. He doesn't want to do us to do it in our strength, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. He wants us to be renewed by washing, that washing can be the washing of salvation. It can also be the washing of the Word, his Word, where his Word takes the upper hand in our lives rather than the Word of this world. And then the renewing, he wants us to be renewed by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, he wants us to walk in that and be transformed. My prayer for you and my prayer for myself this morning is that we can be, that we are transformed according to him and his Word and his Spirit. Amen.